You're listening to the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, part of the Webcast Beacon Network at webcastbeacon.com. I'm Fess of ArgerComic.com, and with me we do have Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com.
Well, hello there.
The controversial AutumnLake.com.
Controversial? What are you talking about? Gee.
Yeah, your furry arc.
My furry arc.
Yeah. You were just trying to troll to try to get some traffic of some angry, drama-filled furries, weren't you?
That must be it.
Maybe.
Just trying to get angry furries to look at my website.
Maybe I'll go post your link to the story on Furfinity and see what happens.
Somebody I'll be like, already did.
Are any furries offended by this?
Well, nobody reads my comic, so I guess it doesn't really matter. Not even furries. And who likes them anyway?
Trolling. I see you trolling. All right.
Oh, no.
All right. And with us, we have Melissa Kircher from the First Issue Comic Book Review Show, and of course her own website at, TinLizardProductions.com.
Yay!
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. Hello. So this is how it's going to go. We have no real topic for today.
I am also on the Geek Life
podcast,
thegeeklife.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Oh, I color and letter comic books sometimes. I just colored and lettered a successful Kickstarter campaign for a game with Steve Jackson Games.
So tell us about this thing then.
You're a rock star.
Well, John Kovalik of Dork Tower contacted me one day and he said, "Hey, do you have time to do a short coloring gig for this game I'm working on?" I said, "Sure." And so I colored the art and sent it in, and lo and behold, it was attached to a Steve Jackson Games project. Or I'm sorry, it's not Steve Jackson Games. I'm so sorry. It's Cheap Ass Games. Cheap Ass Games is awesome. So is Steve Jackson Games, but Cheap Ass Games too. So it's Cheap Ass Games. They did a Kickstarter to front all the money for the production, and it made it and its stretch goals. So it's a nice thing.
Well, I'm looking at the thing, and now it says Gamesmith LLC.
Mm-hmm. Gamesmith is working with the Cheap Ass Games to produce this.
There's so many layers.
Yes, I know.
It's like an onion.
The game is called Camden. And it's a tile-laying game, kind of like Settlers of Catan, or even more like Carcassonne. And it's kind of centered around the Camden area of London with all the street shops and stuff. So you have street shops that you lay down, and you make money off of them, and you compete with other people with street shops.
Interesting.
It's kind of a simple all-ages game.
And the Kickstarter's over now, so you're all too late.
Mm-hmm.
Too fucking late. Oh, I don't swear that much, do I? I feel like I haven't been swearing a lot in the past several episodes. That's got to fucking change.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Actually,
fuck that no swearing shit.
Actually, I've started rating episodes, sort of. In gearing up for the Webcast Beacon Network and the Webcomic Z combination site that's coming, and I just submitted most of the page designs to Michael Sisk, who designed the current Webcast Beacon Network website, and he's going to be designing the new site as well as taking care of the converting from a Postgres database to a MySQL database into WordPress from a custom HTML CSS code. So we'll hope that works. Boy, it's a pain in the ass, I tell you. But no, I've been going through and putting in ratings because that's kind of one thing. It's mostly for the comics on the Webcomic Z portion, but I just started mostly not safe for work or safe for work tagging shows. And underneath that, I also have age ranges as well, which don't really matter as much for the podcasts. But it was just something neurotic I was doing. Imagine that. But no, yeah. So, yeah, Melissa is a part of the first issue review show. There's one more episode that is in the can. I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm hoping the audio recorded correctly. I really hope. Hope it's not too low and you can't hear anything, because that would suck. But
it
we'll
would
see.
Suck bad.
It would. We'll see how that works. And then after that, we don't have anything left, so we have to try to get some people together to, myself, Marcus, and Melissa to record something new, or get at least two of us together and find a guest reviewer. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, there are. By the time you hear this, it might be weeks after we actually recorded this. So who knows? This is why I didn't say there was an episode number at the beginning, because I might shuffle it around. We'll see. But the biggest thing that has happened in the past, by the time you hear this, month, was that the Webcast Beacon Network is no longer associated with or hosted on the Rampage Network. We have since moved to, we're utilizing the services of Hiveworks Comics. We're not directly affiliated with the Hiveworks Comics, you know, main page or anything, but we're utilizing hosting services, as well as we're going to be incorporating their advertising services as well. So more development on that as it occurs. Hiveworks Comics, we've had a few people from their website before, thehiveworks.com. Let's see here, we've had Chloe from Go Get a Roomie on, and we also had the people from Blaster Nation on as well. Yamano is over there with Sister Claire, and we've had her on the show before. There's also the comic Red String. I think that's Gina Biggs, right? Red String? Is that Gina Biggs?
I would have no idea.
I thought Mark would know for sure. Now I have to open up the website and take a look at it.
Sorry.
Mark, I went onto Twitter and asked people to give us topics to talk about.
Well, do it. Yes, it is by Gina Biggs. All right. Other comics, I'm just going to go through the list. Misfile, Namesake, Crazy Sunshine, Four Tales, and also Megan's I Was Kidnapped by Lesbian Pirates from Outer Space is now a member, so that's pretty sweet.
That's an awesome title.
It is. It's all done in old comic booky colory style with the dots and the she makes the images look like they're scans of old paperbacks.
Nice.
It sounds like it'd be really cool, but as a guy, it probably wouldn't be to be kidnapped by lesbian pirates.
No, they would probably kill you at some point, I'm sure.
Probably. Probably wouldn't have much use for a fella. Sounds like it'd be awesome, you know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Let's see here. Also, Hiveworks is a partner with Pixie Trix Comics, and I wish I knew how to say her name, but I'm really sorry. I think her name is Gisili or Gazelle. Giselle. Yeah, there we go. Giselle.
That could be it.
Oh, boy.
Well,
silly.
Wow.
I think she's...
Giselle.
I'm sorry. I think she's French-Canadian, so she has a French name. But she has comics, that Magic Chicks, Eerie Cuties, Ménage à Trois, or it looks like there's a three on it, so when you're an English speaker, you think numbers in English, so you think Ménage à Three. But apparently it's not supposed to be called Ménage à Trois. It's supposed to be called Ménage à Trois, which totally understandable of that confusion. So that's pretty cool. We'll see how things work out. And all right. Now, I think that's the biggest news here. As far as what's happening with Rampage Network, I'm not entirely sure. But we thank Rampage Network for all the hosting and the opportunities in the past. Just it's time for us to move on, and the best of luck to Rampage for their next endeavors. Let's see here. What else were we going to talk about today?
I don't think we ever discussed what else we were going to talk about today.
Well, I'm just kind of saying that to sort of stall a little bit while I'm trying to roll some ideas around in my head.
Oh, so I just completely ruined your stalling
technique. Quite possibly, but I think it's still working.
Since I'm helping you stall now?
It's perhaps that way. You know, I'm trying to roll around ideas in my head like a bolus, a little bit.
Like
and
a bolus?
Yes, and see what kind of comes out of that. Some things that coming into the future for the Webcast Beacon Network. I've talked a little bit about this before, but since we don't really have a topic today, I'll go into it a little bit more. The idea for the new coming website is that there's going to be a lot more articles integrated. A lot of the articles that are on the Webcomic Z website, there's reviews, there's other, like editorials, and other things like that. There'll be a more incorporation of non-podcast titles, posts, such as articles and reviews. And comic reviews are not necessarily going to show up underneath the Webcomic Beacon channel. So we might point people to the actual website and just kind of keep the feeds separated as much as possible. So if you're coming for the show, I'm not going to make you get all this other stuff. And it works better behind the scenes in the code as well, as I talked to Michael about it. And I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to help you, but I think I'm making it more complicated with categories and tags and inquiries. And so
you do that. You excel at that, though.
Oh, man, I so excel. I wish I excelled at Excel, but I just don't get it sometimes.
I can teach you Excel, Huckleberry.
I wish I excelled at just something.
Oh, you excel just fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a... Let's see. Oh, here's the other bit of news I had.
You're totally making that up.
No, I did.
I had this written down, I swear.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, there's this convention called Intervention, which is going to be in Washington, D.C., probably after you hear this episode.
I was just about to ask you about that.
Yes, September 21st to 23rd, and this show will probably not be up before then, unless I pull rank on this episode and have it come out before the previous three episodes. We'll see. Let's see here. The webcomic, some of the Webcomic Beacon newscast crew actually has a panel over there, and so they're going to do a live Webcomic Beacon newscast, or they did do a live Webcomic Beacon newscast, we'll see. And I was planning on going to that, but for some reason, why I decided not to go is that I miscalculated my vacation time. And it wouldn't even cover half the amount of time I had to take off of work. And that would be about $300 that I would forego from work. Plus travel time, plus hotel. And while it would have been nice to go and meet a bunch of people there and go see some of Washington, D.C., it was a bit too much for me to go maybe next year, but I ended up getting a refund, which was awesome, so that really, really helped. So I didn't lose anything, so I can put that towards, save up and put that towards next year and conventions. And there's a lot of conventions that have been popping up around Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Now, I sense a segue.
It's not really a segue since we're still talking about conventions. But, there's been a lot more, like, anime conventions that have been popping up. There's, I don't think they're a part of, is Anime Detour a part of GPS proper, or is...
Yes, it is.
Now, what about the Anime Minneapolis group, and...
I don't think so. The two big things that GPS works on are Convergence and Anime Detour. I don't know the other group of folks, really.
Okay, because was it Anime Detour that basically asked Convergence to help them put together an LLC?
I really don't know.
Okay, there was something like that because Convergence is an LLC.
Yeah.
Or is it GPS that's the LLC and Convergence is under it? It's so complicated.
Well, Convergence has its own tax status.
Okay.
It's its own entity.
All right. Well, it's something like that, and there's Anna Minneapolis, which was, I think its first year, I thought it was kind of a bad turnout, but it was probably in a hotel that was too big for it. But apparently, it made lots of money. It was very successful. And then there's another convention that's Anime Fusion, and I think Anna Minneapolis and Anime Fusion are cohorts. And apparently they also had like a lot of people going to it, because I guess Anime Detour is the biggest, you know, Anime Detour and Convergence are like the biggest art slash comic related sci-fi, whatever, you know, the biggest conventions that are in Minnesota, really.
Yeah. Actually, I think in the five-state area.
Well, yeah. GeekCon is pretty huge, I would say. So GeekCon...
I don't think GeekCon's nearly as big as... Well, as Convergence or Anime Detour.
Well, I would put GeekCon up there, in the top 10, maybe the top 5 list, because I've been there, and they... I don't know, it seemed pretty huge to me, but... the point being that apparently Anime Detour, because it also caps its registration, there's still demand for anime cons. And Anime Minneapolis had like 3,000 people last year. And it's like, that's its third year or something.
Yeah,
it's
just
crazy.
Exploding.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's only what, like, it's if you register really early for like any of these, it's like $30, which is... nothing, just to go hang out and be kawaii with everybody, but
giant bean mouth. Yeah, it's interesting that I think a big thing about the whole con culture exploding right now is, I think, because it's a cheap vacation.
I could see that.
You know, to go spend a weekend somewhere, you're sure you're paying hotel costs if it's out of town, and you know you're paying $30, $40, $50, $60, $100 on the at the door. But after that, you know, a couple of restaurant meals, but pretty much you're taken care of after that. I mean, if you go to Disney World, you pay to get in the door, and then
what restaurant deals? If you're going to anime convention, you're only eating Sugar Stars and Pocky the whole damn weekend.
Well, yeah, but you know, if you're really on a budget, you bring your own cooler and you store it in the hotel.
Right, right. But still, there's like a lot of kids there too. That's the thing. There's a lot of younger audiences. Well, actually, Anime Fusion says they're gearing towards more adult anime, and even like old cartoons from like the 80s and 90s is what they've been saying. Actually, Anime Fusion might be their first year for that. So, and I think that's coming up. It might be interesting to go to that one. But you know, a lot of them are utilizing the Radish Tree actually as their location.
Well, it's because it's the best convention hotel for this sort of thing in the Twin Cities by far. It has a ton of space. It has great facilities, and they like working with nerds.
All right. Could you give us a little bit of history of the Radish Tree?
Well, the Radish Tree started out as a Radisson. It was Radisson for... No, wait, it was... Oh, now I'm losing track. No, it was originally a Radisson, and it was home to Minicon for many, many years. And Minicon's been around for like 40 years by now. But, you know, when I kind of came into the con culture was in the early 90s, and that's how I got to know both Minicon and that Radisson. Well, Minicon kind of had a falling out with the community, and MarsCon and Convergence emerged like phoenixes from the ashes.
Wait, to be fair, Minicon is still around.
Oh, Minicon is totally still around. They just had a big population crash for various reasons, but it kind of fed a couple of splinter groups, one of them being Convergence, one of them being MarsCon, and so that I think that was the start of the proliferation of all these conventions right there. So Convergence started up in that same hotel in the Radisson and just kind of exploded from there. A good 5 years ago, I think it was, the Radisson changed hands. It was all the same people, but the franchise changed hands to Sheraton. And then a couple years later now, it's changed to a DoubleTree. Hence the name Radish Tree.
Radish Tree.
But the thing about this particular hotel is, like I said, it's large. It's got 525 rooms, something like that. A lot of convention space, lots of small rooms and big rooms to play with. But the big unique thing is that at the base of one of the two towers of rooms is this huge atrium area. It's two floors high, and there are pool cabanas all the way around. So that's usually where all the parties land. So you get parties taking over these 48 hotel rooms where you can stand in the middle of this big atrium area and see every single party going on. And there, it's this huge, very social atmosphere. And that's what, you know, makes a lot of these conventions that live in that hotel really thrive.
It's almost as though that area of the hotel is specifically designed for party conventions, or mm-hmm. it's just been excellent use of the given space.
Right. I mean, that particular building has been around since, God, I want to say it was built in the 60s. So it's kind of hard to say what their initial idea was when they were building that space, but it was always kind of this big gathering space in that, you know, the original design was they had kind of this restaurant atmosphere in the in the middle court. And they would have bands play and things like that. That's way back in the mists of time. We actually, a friend of mine actually went to a garage sale and found an album, like a vinyl 33 and a third album of a mariachi band that had recorded all their stuff at that Radisson in the early 70s. And the cover art of this album was the band standing in the middle of that atrium area. Exactly the same. It really hasn't changed much. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
You know, thinking about it, that does make sense. Because I'm thinking of, like, old Bond movies. Just sort of like, you know, the sort of central area as if that were outside. It's as if it's an outside courtyard put inside is really what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are skylights all along the roof.
Right, right.
There's a pool in the middle and a hot tub and a whole...
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Well, we're going to take our first break right now. And when we come back, I got a little bit more on the radish tree. And then we'll see what happens after that.
The FUMP is the Funny Music Project. It's a website where comedy musicians post funny songs and parodies. New songs are uploaded every Tuesday and Friday. The songs are available for free download from thefump.com or automatically via our podcast feed. The FUMP features some of the biggest names in comedy music from the Dr. Demento Show, including the great Luke Ski, Robert London Spav, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Rob Balder, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Raymond and Scum, Power Salad, Bob Ricci, Carla Ulbrich, Steve Goody, Paul and Storm, and Jonathan Colton. High-quality downloads and compilation CDs are also available. Find us at www.thefump.com or look us up on iTunes. And for behind-the-scenes discussions on the songs posted to The FUMP, listen to the Funny Music Podcast. The FUMP. It's not something you get from a cheap hooker. Usually.
I think there's another con that is also still associated with Anime Minneapolis and from their Anime Fusion. I think. It's called Metacon. And I was kind of confused by it because the way that it pitched itself on the website as if it's done this before. But it was their first year, so that was pretty creative, I think.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they hadn't been around before.
Right, right, right. But the way that the site was written, it was as if, we've totally done this before. Which they probably have, but not with Metacon in particular. Mm-hmm. I've been asking. It's supposed to be sort of like an everything sort of convention, sort of like convergences, but there's still like a lot of anime there and such. Anyway, the gaming scene wasn't too particularly big. The thing was is they were also in the Radish Tree, but they were in like the smaller there's two towers for hotel rooms. There's the tall tower and there's the short tower, and in the short tower it's sort of like. There's like this middle area at the bottom floor, and then all the way up there's no ceiling until like the very top ceiling of the whole tower, and then all the hotel rooms have a banister or a railing or whatever, which you can look down at whatever's going. So it's this very open feeling area, and the first two floors basically are convention rooms. And a lot of times there's, on the lower level, there's the bigger rooms for like an art show or whatever. And it was only, and Metacon was only in the short tower. That was it. So it utilized the whole space, pretty well actually. And for a first year con, it was, I felt it was handled pretty well. But the space was, it felt like I was at Anime Detour or Convergence on a sort of maybe a low time, which still has a lot of traffic going through. So it felt constantly utilized. So it didn't feel like the first Anime Minneapolis where I was walking through and there weren't a lot of people everywhere.
Yeah, it didn't feel like you were rattling around. You were rattling around in a barrel.
And they even had like boffing going on the main floor down there. Like all
is that
day,
a euphemism? What is that? Boffing.
People hitting each other.
That's people hitting each other with foam pool noodles.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
It's not
foam
there's
pool noodle jousting.
There's a
pretty
stick.
Much.
There's a stick in the middle, and then they're padded. So there's a little bit more substance than just the noodle.
But it's still hitting people with pool noodles.
Okay.
Anyway,
it's true.
So that was going on, but it was pretty great.
Don't deny it.
It was a really fun con, so I'm going to go again, and I'm going to pitch more panels to be at. That's my thing. I'm pitching panels. I always try to pitch panels whenever I go to a convention, so just so I get a little bit more, well, not clout, but like I can pitch myself, hey, I've done panels at this convention and that convention. I'm kind of important. You know, to make up my own popularity in my head, you know.
In your head, you're kind of a big deal.
Not a big deal, but I have a name.
In your head.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. I had a segue, but I think Mark got me lost. I blame him.
It's all my fault. You have a name when you promote panels.
Yes. Let's see here. So, yes.
You know, if having panels was the indicator of having a name, I should be just absolutely fucking famous by now.
Aren't you, though?
No!
Aren't you?
Not.
You're 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, so it's just...
It doesn't take that much more. And you know freaking tons of people, and you are a geek socialite.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You're a queen of geekdom.
I'm a social butterfly. I'm amongst a group of socially awkward people.
Maybe that means you're like the most normal of all the socially awkward people.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Big fish, small pond.
That could be. Sure, that's how it is. Your rock star status.
Or moderate-sized fish in a small pond.
I do remember some more news. It's more about the new website coming. One of the things I do want to kick up are basically more promotions, more spotlights on, say, comic conventions or other sort of groups and such. The way it'd be separated, it may or may not be a part of any particular existing like show, like the Webcomic Beacon, but it might be, you know, somewhere else on the site specifically to, you know, like. Have a whole podcast just about this convention. The convention basically pitches itself and says what they got. So it's you can kind of the idea is to have like you know a short little episode, say like Intervention Con, if we get Wenzumi and Harknell on again, basically just pitching what they've got and a little bit about it, where they are, a little bit about their past. And so if somebody goes around and want to find more information, hey, from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and you can get a little soundbite. So that's one thing I want to try to boost up on. Also trying to get more reviews and such, you know, get more like comic communities together and talk about stuff. I do want to try to see if I can interview some print comic companies as well. Apparently the local comic book store near me has talked with one of the guys from the new brought back Valiant Comics. And I think they also know somebody at Image Comics or Dynamite or something like that. So I want to see if I can get some of those people on the show, because that might be kind of fun. Because, as you know, the Webcomic Beacon, well, the line between webcomics and print comics, it's blurring these days. It's a gray line, because we're each trying to go into other people, each to the other's domain. Print comics are trying to get a digital foothold, and webcomics are still trying to get into print still. You know, it's not so much as webcomics are completely separated or segregated these days. And especially with self-publishing and ebooks and Kindles and iPads and whatnot, it's the line is so blurred. We're not going to just talk about webcomics because webcomics. I want the focus of the Webcomic Beacon to be really on creators wanting to create stuff. The Webcast Beacon Network is supposed to be about creators creating stuff, things that can help them, things to talk about, discussion and topics related to just making what you want to make. I have other
money.
I have other ideas for money. Other things, but
I want to make.
What do you want to make?
Money.
Money. Oh, I don't know if I can help anybody with that, but
I know I can't. Oh God. Well, we'll see.
Oh, I think I also want to do a few more Kickstarter showcases as well. I think it would be fun just to talk about this. I clearly drive around some traffic for them and then also for us. Things that would probably pop up on the site, not at any sort of schedule, for like the Webcomic Beacon or any of the other shows are typically... Webcomic Beacon and the newscast, you know, they try to be once a week. I'm going to try to pick up the Web Fiction World podcast with Web Fiction Readings. But yeah, all these other things could be just posts that are posted every once in a while. The new website should reflect that as soon as it goes up. So any ideas, if anybody has ideas for other things we should cover, or if you want to put together a show that focuses on a particular area of creation, you could pitch to me and we can see if we can incorporate you either as an affiliate or as a part of the Webcast Beacon Network proper, or if you want to do some reviews, because I'm also looking for people that can really, you know, give a good rounded opinion. You know, no bad reviews for the sake of bad reviews in entertainment. That is bullshit, and that is not going to fly here. But, you know, I'm looking for some people that are willing to come on board and really be a part of the new network. So I am trying to figure everything out, because it almost seems like every year I was like, okay, all right, this year if I can't get the X goal, I think I'm just going to stop sort of thing. But there's too many people underneath the Webcast Beacon Network that I can't just up and drop things for everybody, but it really works if we can somehow expand it in some way and really get out there, really make a name and get everybody out there as much as possible. Because it's been really fun, and I'm trying not to let the energy fade, for me anyway. So, you can email webcastbeacon@gmail.com if you have any questions, thoughts, concerns, suggestions, etc., etc. In the meantime, I hope I'm really hoping it'll be done before the end of 2012, because that'll help a lot on taxes for various reasons.
taxes.
After I became, I guess, 100% owner of Webcomic Z now, I get to claim the profits on taxes. So, and actually, you know, I get to utilize the profits, and I get to pay for a professionally made website for a change, versus than just asking for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike was really, really, really nice for making the current Webcast Beacon Network site for free. But this time I'm paying him, and rightly so, because it is going to be hard.
Because you're kind of being a pain in the ass.
Well, I know, and I apologized to him, and I was like, you know, I'm really, really sorry. I hope you can understand, and I'm willing to work with you. I read the blog Clients from Hell, and I don't want to be one of those people. So I was like, I'm totally working with him. But yeah,
But yeah, you are totally me. No.
No!
No!
Who, me or G? He said.
So. Okay, I got nothing.
I made carrot cake.
Yes, it was really good.
Ooh. Yeah.
Those, I didn't get any.
Well.
You're too far away.
Yeah, you're too,
too far away.
I can give you a recipe.
Oh, but I'd have to make it myself. It wouldn't be the same.
Not technically. There might have been a little too much cream cheese frosting on a few pieces.
Listen to this. I wouldn't have bitched about getting
Bitching about it, but
It was a lot of cream cheese frosting.
Yeah, the last piece I had, I think it was 2/5 frosting.
It was awesome.
Which is a lot. And I love sugar. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
Do not get me wrong.
Bitch. Why, if Melissa brought me carrot cake, I wouldn't be squawking about how much cream cheese frosting was on there. I'd be like, oh, boy. Thank you. But you're like, oh.
Well, I had
you brought that out a ruler and measured how many millimeters of cream cheese frosting were on it. Oh, look at that. You got
I had feet. Basically already eaten half the cake already, too. But since
You hogged it. Is that what you did?
It's almost all gone now. You forgot to take it with you, though.
Well, I can eat some more when I come and feed your fish.
Okay, cool.
Because you'll be where?
I'll be at Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
And what is Fantastic Fest?
Fantastic Fest is a film festival that focuses on genre films, particularly from the international markets. So we're talking about crime and sci-fi and horror and, you know, all sorts of just weird movies from all over the world.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Are there any films that are not genres?
Genres?
Not,
well,
because you said genre films, and I'm thinking, well, what film doesn't have a genre?
Yeah, I mean, like everything that doesn't have, like drama is the catch-all description for something that doesn't have any other genre. Mm. But I think generally when you talk about genre movies or genre books, you're talking specifically about things that aren't highfalutin, you know, artistic endeavors, which is really kind of a fallacy. But typically when you say genre, just kind of as a catch-all term, you're talking about sci-fi, horror, kind of these populist sort of genres.
Well, all right.
Yeah. I'm sorry to be so recursive, but I'm not very good at defining things. But yeah, Fantastic Fest is kind of your traditional film festival turned on its head. You know, you're not going to see stuff like you'd see at Sundance. You're going to see, you know, the two of the really big, well, there are two or three really big movies premiering this weekend. We've got Frankenweenie by Tim Burton. We've got Looper with Gordon Leverett Smith, or what the hell is his name? Joseph Gordon Leverett. Whatever the Inception boy, that guy, and Bruce Willis. I know who Bruce Willis is. And Sinister, the premiere of Sinister with Ethan Hawke. Yay!
Yay!
But besides that, you know, there's stuff coming from all over the world. Lots of Korean and Norwegian and Finnish and German and African, Indian, just sci-fi and horror films.
Hang on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
The vocal room crashed, so we've been using vocalvokle.com to
which
do
is
our
evil.
Shows, to do our shows live, and they've been having some issues lately. As I guess what eventually happens to any live service we eventually use, so I apologize over that. Still try to do shows live, but
none of my browsers work with Vocal.
Mm.
That should be an indicator.
I really like a lot of the ideas that they got for this site, especially like their questions section where you can, you know, you can people can submit text questions, and you can pull up the questions, and they'll show up next to your video feed. Or you can even pull on people through with their own webcams, and they'll pop up with another screen next to theirs, next to your screen. So there's like a lot of really good interaction stuff as far as like a live broadcast.
You mean like a Google Hangout?
No, because you have a lot more control on this than a Google Hangout, at least last I knew about it, versus Google Hangout is just this kind of clusterfuck. And I don't want other people to talk while we're doing the show, unless I specifically bring them on to be on the show.
You can totally do that with Google Hangouts.
Now. Well, maybe I'll look into Google Hangouts once again, but until then, you know, whatever. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of people that come into the live room, but it's just something we've done ever since the beginning, and this, you know.
It's tradition.
It is tradition. For the past almost, you know, 4.5 years, we crashed again. So that's about it for the live room.
Alas. Did we have anybody in there?
No. I just ended up deleting it now. I think people have having trouble getting in the whole time. So, right now that's it. No, this December will be the 5th anniversary of the Webcast Beacon Network. Well, technically the Webcomic Beacon Network, but doesn't matter. Webcast Beacon Network 5th anniversary this December. We're probably going to do another comic giveaway again. We'll see how things go. If anybody has any ideas for stuff or comics that we could give away or whatnot, I still have some comics from last year because I tried to keep doing a giveaway, but the second giveaway, nobody entered. There were a few people, but it wasn't enough, so I couldn't do anything. So we'll see. Because I also didn't advertise, hey, we're having a contest all over, I figured we'd have enough people on our user base interested or whatever. So, you know, you learn things.
Advertise.
I wasn't going to advertise. I figured we have enough listeners that they could easily just send an email in and
hear that, listeners?
Enter.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
Damn you.
You know how easy it was to enter, and there were multiple ways to enter.
But if they don't know about it?
If they don't know about it, that means they're not listening to the show, because I mentioned it for, like, a couple months. So I blame the listeners. You didn't enter? You didn't win! So, I'll just
say, I think I see a fundamental flaw.
Well, makes sense. It makes sense to me. It's like if I put in the effort, if just because I didn't go out advertising to basically advertising to people that already are not listeners to the site, you know, basically everyone that's listening to the show, fans of the show, weren't interested. So if you're, I guess, because you didn't enter, you're not interested. So why should I put the effort in for it then? You know, that's the thing. That's the thing. Over the past 5 years, I've been trying a lot of different things, and if there wasn't interest or something, I stopped doing it. We've tried so many different things, you know, that you take the good, you leave the bad, and if there wasn't an interest, why do it?
There you have the facts.
If I stopped doing that, I wouldn't be making a comic.
Yeah, but you still want to make the comic, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, there you go.
But if I did what you just said, I wouldn't make one.
But no.
Nobody reads it.
But I don't want to, like, put a contest up if nobody's going to enter it.
True. That would be a waste of time.
So we'll have a contest, and I'll advertise it. Well, I'm not going to advertise the contest as much as I'm going to advertise the 5th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So that's where I get more of the benefit of the advertising at that point. Versus drive-by people just coming for the contest and leaving, you know.
But, you know, some of those people stay.
True.
Yeah, you know, you want to get new people through the door.
Yes.
Otherwise you lose people through attrition and then you have no listener base.
And I'll try again this December. Well, if anybody has any ideas for our 5th anniversary, I mean, we had a stripper on for our 4th anniversary. That's going to be hard to top, I'm sure. So if anybody has any ideas that they would like us to try and do for their 5th anniversary, let us know. I might look into, I don't know. Maybe we can record it, a video somewhere live. I don't know. We'll see. Other than that, I think we're going to take our last break, and then when we come back, we'll wrap this up for your benefit.
This program is a part of the Webcast Beacon Network. Follow us on Twitter at WebcomicBeacon. Email us at WebcomicBeacon@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 1-320-310-0922. Love the show? Please grab the iTunes or RSS feed. We're also on Stitcher.com with Stitcher Smart Radio, an on-demand service where you can stitch podcast and radio show feeds together for your own personal streaming service. The Webcast Beacon Network, covering and promoting creativity in the creative process since 2007. Webcomics, comic books, news, and web fiction at webcastbeacon.com. Now, back to our show.
So, Melissa, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, no problem.
You are not going to be at Intervention Con.
Nope.
You're not? Oh.
No, because I'm going to be at Fantastic Fest.
Ah, okay.
8 days of madness. I don't know if I'm going to see Hobbits box again, but I sure did see Hobbits boxing last year. I'm not kidding. Elijah Wood and Dominic Monaghan in a fucking boxing ring, fighting over whether World of Warcraft was lame or awesome. I'm not kidding. I am so totally not kidding.
Well, who won?
I think Elijah Wood did. And he was the one who was saying it was awesome.
Well, there we go. I can't find my validation button, the little secure login thing, so I couldn't, like, log in to, you know, check out the new sort of stuff that's going on. So I don't know if I remember getting it because I didn't want my account hacked. I have no idea where it is now. I don't wonder if I lost it on purpose so I wouldn't play it again, but oh, well. I mean, I really did enjoy playing the game. It's just, you know, $15 a month, and I don't have as much time to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. $15 a month is like, how many hours a month do you have to play for that $15 to be worth it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would at least say 15 hours, and I don't think I really ever got to do that. But, you know, whatever. I'm busy anyway. Oh! No, I don't. Wait? No. Do you need to clean next year?
No.
I don't know. So if anybody has any, like, topics they want to talk about, like, especially if you, yourself, are an aficionado of a particular topic, or you got a lot of experience with a particular subject or topic that we could use as a discussion, send us an email at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. I've been just doing a lot of interviews lately. I would like to get back into some topics. If there's some old topics from our archive that you would like us to reapproach, send us an email at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or even drop a voicemail at 1-320-310-0922. And that's our voicemail. And, yeah, it's I can't do anything that you want unless you tell me what you want. So go ahead and send us a communique, and we'll see what we can do, and then we can start scheduling some stuff for this fall, winter, probably not spring yet. That's a little bit too far away. But typically we record on Sundays at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the newscast that keeps continually updating, so I've been really enjoying what they've been doing and their news discussions as well. I've been really happy with what they've been doing, so I thank everybody that's working over at the Webcomic Beacon newscast. As I said, the Web Fiction World Show should start coming up again. We're just after the move. We're a little bit behind, so I got to get some things produced and published. And we'll see how things go with that. And we'll start doing web fiction readings. And I'm going to ask... Goodness.
What?
I'm going to ask our announcer, Witchy Bunny, to see if she can do some readings as well, since, you know, she only has, well, a bit role, I guess, on the Webcast Beacon Network. See if she can do some web fiction readings. So we'll see from there. There's a few series that we're going to try to do and see how that works. So feel free to email any questions about web fiction at, wait a minute, webfictionworld@gmail.com. And, of course, we're all on Twitter. You can follow First Issue, Newscast, and Webcomic Beacon at Webcomic Beacon. And there's Web Fiction World at Web Fiction World. But you can also catch the catch-all Twitter, Webcast Beacon, which, if you don't want to follow all these different ones, I will retweet any significant Webcast Beacon Network program stuff through the Webcast Beacon tweet Twitter account. Same thing for Web Fiction. No. Wait. Moving on. At present, the Tropecast is no longer a continuing series. It has been put to rest for now, unless I can get some other people that can be totally into what the Tropecast should be all about. Otherwise, I'm totally fine with just letting it lie for now until I get some other people that are totally interested in picking that show up again. You can email me at webcastbeacon@gmail.com if you have some interest, and then we can discuss things. But as for now, that's all I got to talk about. If you guys got anything.
Oh my god, you ran out of things to talk about?
I am, yes. I mean, I could talk about other things, I'm sure, at length. But
oh, I know you can.
But I am kind of exhausted from talking.
Okay.
So,
I wonder who I'm going to see box at Fantastic Fest this year.
Why don't you box?
That's a good question.
What would you box for?
I don't know. I wonder if I can get in a throwdown with Elijah Wood about something. Because he's shorter than me. I could totally take him. No, I'm serious, you know.
Well,
he's not quite hobbit sized. I mean, you know, there was trick photography. You know,
really?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Crazy, oh, isn't it?
Wow. But he's the boy who could fly.
What?
He could, like, just fly away from you, albeit slowly.
I don't think anyone's getting
that
reference.
Fly?
Wasn't he the boy who could fly?
No.
That wasn't Elijah Wood.
Was the kid from The Faculty.
Oh, I remember The Faculty.
The Faculty's awesome.
To the Internet Movie Database.
The Faculty was...
Oh, yeah, Elijah Wood's a kid. He's
the boy who could fly. From 1986. A very fine film.
Well, I agree. It's a fine film. That Tolkien was not Elijah Wood.
Jay Underwood. You're right. But it's a fine film anyway.
It is a fine film. I will
totally deserves mention.
Yes. But you could fly. A fine movie.
Speaking
not
of...
with Elijah Wood. So... no, I believe The Faculty was Elijah Wood's first big thing.
Was he on The Wonder Years? Maybe that's... No, that's...
No, that's Fred
that's
Savage.
That's Fred Savage. But no, the Faculty was... you know, it filmed in Austin, and Harry Knowles had a bit role in the film, and Harry Knowles is the person who went up to Elijah Wood and said, hey, you should try out to be in The Lord of the Rings. And so that's when Elijah Wood took a friend of his, and they went out into the woods and did the little demo reel and sent it to Peter Jackson. And lo and behold, he was the lead in Lord of the Rings. So The Faculty is responsible for Elijah Wood being a hobbit.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, he's done other movies since then. He was in that Deep Impact, which I hated.
Ugh.
Well, he's also in that weirdo version of Treasure Island. Was it Treasure Island with Eddie Izzard and Donald Sutherland?
I don't know, but I think I need to see that now.
It's something with people on ships.
He's in Back to the Future Part 2 playing video games.
That's right. No, that was his first
right.
role.
Oh,
that was his first role, I thought.
He's in Forever Young.
No. Back to the Future 2, that's his first role, is it not?
That could be.
Yeah, it's his first credited role as Video Game Boy.
You mean you have to use your hands? That's a baby's toy.
Ice Storm. Flipper.
Oh, God. Flipper.
The movie Flipper?
The remake.
After that, he's done, like, real movies.
Well, fine.
Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
No.
Right.
Sin City.
And he was creepy in Sin City.
Yeah, he was Sin City. A lot of video games, a lot of voiceovers, Happy Feet.
Oh, God.
Oh, by the way, he's a big nerd.
The Romantics.
Speaking of movies, Melissa, are you planning something later this year? Another project, potentially.
There are a lot of projects. I don't know which one you're referring to.
What is it when you're talking about things covertly about
under wraps?
Secretive? Under wraps, being secretive. What?
Are you conspiring?
What am I being secret about?
Are you
conspiring?
Conspiring is the word.
Conspiring to do what?
On a podcast project, potentially, maybe about movies, maybe.
With that weirdo guy named Fess with the beard and
no.
stuff.
No, totally without him.
Oh, so it's a legitimate project then.
It'd be a legitimate project if I can pull it together and find time in my schedule and the other people's schedules. But yeah, possibly doing a movies podcast with two other women.
Ooh. Yes. So if you would like...
So like ladies talking about movies.
Ladies'
so,
night out.
So
ladies.
If you would like to... If you would like this
movies.
Project idea, bother Melissa to do it. And,
yeah, you really want to see that happen. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. So
yeah.
That is...
I mean, the other two ladies are also awesome movie nerds, so I think we'd be very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And we could talk Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk Bollywood.
You can talk whatever.
I know, but we could totally talk Bollywood.
All right. So, we'll see about what our topic might be for next week. I actually think next week, well, it doesn't really matter since this is, you know, this will be the fourth episode in the can that's not uploaded yet. So who knows what's going to happen next week.
Don't give it away.
I have no idea what we're going to do.
You'll have more time next week since I'm not going to be around.
Well, as far as when this podcast was recorded, yeah, you'll be at Fantastic Fest. So, depending on if I pull this episode out early or just let it go forth in line, we'll see. But for that, I think I should stop talking, and I think we should go.
Okay.
So, Melissa, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. I'm sorry I didn't have a topic, per se.
No, that's okay. We talked about conventions in Minnesota area.
Yeah, we talked about a hotel.
Yeah, so there was that. And we talked about the future of the website, the Webcast Beacon Network.
Yeah,
so
that's true. That's useful.
Yes. So, let's see here. So, once again, Melissa from The Geek Life at thegeeklife.tv. TinLizardProductions.com and the other things. What was it? I don't remember.
TinLizardProductions.com has links to everything else.
Well, there you go. Melissa, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And I've been festive way too much.
WayTooMuch.com.
Nah, I don't have that. I got rid of the other. But,
too many things to list.
Yeah, I got rid of that.
I thought that's the name of your Tumblr.
It is the name of my Tumblr, but I dropped the URL because I don't... I have...
Okay, you have priorities, man.
I got at least 12 domains. I don't need them. I don't need all of them. I'm trying to pare down.
And I am Mark of AutumnLake.com.